Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
I'm Larry O'Connor, and joining us right now is the Republican nominee for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia with one of the best tickets I've seen since I've lived here over the last 10 years, Glenn Youngkin. Glenn, thanks for joining us, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Larry and Liz. Good morning, Northern Virginia. Hope everybody's ready for a big week.
You must be exhausted from that. You know, you had to go up to Maryland and spend time at a country club. Oh, wait, that was Terry McAuliffe. Come on, this guy, is he even serious about this campaign? He's at a Maryland country club while you're trying to get votes and win this election?
Yeah, I was literally out with Virginians all day Saturday, and I guess he was hanging out with his friends at Congressional Country Club, just, I guess, hanging back.
Unbelievable.
But this is the problem with his campaign, because he is absolutely ready to lose. He knows that we have all the momentum. That's why he's got to bring his friend Joe Biden into Virginia. I mean, listen, this is one 43-year political crony, bringing in another half-century political crony in order to try to bail out a campaign that is falling behind, and everybody knows it. And when I travel around Virginia, the enthusiasm for our campaign, for our ticket with Winsome Sears and Jason Meares is unbelievable. And this is why we're going to win this thing this year.
Yeah. So, Governor, is it true? Like, is it that fact that it's a desperate move, or is it just, you know, they're one in the same bird, aren't they? Like, isn't this just normal for him to have my brother Joe come in and do a fundraiser for me, or is it really desperate?
Well, I think it's both. Because, you know, a poll came out about 10 days ago that said this race is tighter than it was before. It's neck and neck. And, of course, Terry McAuliffe didn't expect that. He expected to walk in and just be elected governor. Virginians are saying, no, sir, you did a bad job last time around. Our schools are in trouble. The crime rate is at a 20-year high in murder rate. You didn't create jobs like every other state around us that grew much faster, more jobs created, more opportunities for Virginia. For other companies, for other states than in Virginia. And Virginians are just tired of it. They're like, goodness gracious, why in the world should we hire you again? And they're just not going to do it. And that's a mixture of both desperation on his behalf, but then also these guys just hang out together all the time. That's what they've been doing for 40-plus years.
Glenn Youngkin, you see the political energy behind the recall movement in Northern Virginia. Fairfax County just qualified, it appears, for a special election. We're waiting for a judge's decision there. Loudoun County moving forward with their signatures. A big part of the frustration for parents has been the school boards and also Governor Northam's inability to get kids back into the classroom. And now we're hearing rumblings that we might not be ready for the fall. And if kids do go back into the classroom, they're going to have to wear a mask. The governor has a lot of influence, if not complete control, over these kind of things. As governor, what will your policy be with regard to kids in the classroom and with regard to masks for children?
Yeah, our kids must be in the classroom 5 days a week. Must. And it's just inexcusable to suggest that they won't be. It's what's held Virginia kids back for the last year. We watch states like Florida be in the classroom 5 days a week all year. They didn't miss a day. We watch private schools all over Virginia figure this out. The public school systems must figure this out. Get our kids back in the classroom. And based on what I know today, based on the fact set that I know today, a mask mandate for our kids in schools is just not right. We won't have one if I'm governor. This is really important to Virginia parents, not just in Loudoun County and Fairfax County, but all over Virginia. And we actually see parents saying three things. One, get our kids back in school. Two, get critical race theory out of our school. And three, get the standards for our schools back up so that our kids can learn how to think, so they can, in fact, compete in this world as opposed to being left behind. And this is what parents are so frustrated about. And as governor, I am absolutely going to deliver for parents and students across Virginia.
And Glenn, you know, funny, I'm in Charlestown, West Virginia, and I actually saw one of your commercials on my television over here. So obviously, I guess I must get some loud and pushback. I mean, you know, I guess bleed out. But can you speak a little bit about your humble beginnings? I didn't know, no offense, I didn't really know about where you came from. And I think a lot of folks sort of think of you as this multi-millionaire.
Yeah, the Democrats like to paint you being born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Yeah, like, can you talk to me more about that?
Well, first of all, I think the American dream is alive and well. And all three members of the Republican ticket, Jason Meagher as our attorney general, Winsome Sears as our lieutenant governor, and me as our gubernatorial candidate, have all lived our own version of it. And that's what's so exciting about this ticket. Yeah, I was born in Richmond in seventh grade. My dad lost his job. My whole family moved down to Virginia Beach to just start again. Start again. And I got a job when I was 15, taking out trash and washing dishes at a diner, the Belvedere coffee shop down at the beach. I would go down and basically get this place open at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I learned how to work hard, and it never left me, never left me. And it's actually a big, big principle that I believe that hard work matters, but we also have great opportunities, and education opened it all up for me. And I had a chance to fall in.
Oh, did we lose Mr. Youngkin?
We hope we get him again.
May have lost his signal there.
Well,
still there?
There
he is.
Exact same opportunity to live their dreams. That's what we should have.
Mr. Youngkin, you just dropped out there, sadly, but we did catch the last part of it. Can I have one last question here, because we do have some breaking news? You have now announced that you'll participate in three gubernatorial debates, including one in Northern Virginia, Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce. This will be three now. Do you expect that to be it? We're locked in on these three debates?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think we've got great opportunities for Virginians to see the real difference, the distinct difference between Terry McAuliffe and me. We've agreed to do one in Hampton University at the end of August. We've agreed to do one in September in Southwest Virginia. We've agreed to do the one in Northern Virginia, George Mason and the Chamber with NBC and Telemundo as all co-sponsors. And I'm just waiting for Terry to agree to the one with Hampton University. He hadn't done it yet. I'd love for him to show up. I think it'd be a great opportunity for all those students to, in fact, participate in a great, great discussion around the different way Virginia can go. Terry McAuliffe's plan, which will absolutely bring down our economy by getting rid of right to work and keep our schools, in fact, shut and run by the education unions and actually continue to defund law enforcement, or mine, where I believe we must press forward with the economic growth, that we're going to get our schools moving. And yes, we're going to invest in law enforcement, make our communities the safest in America.
Glenn Youngkin, thank you for joining us. We'll have plenty to talk about between now and the election, which technically actually begins mid-September with early voting. So the time is now. Glenn Youngkin, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you.